record, and it's okay, it's recording. Well, you know they always recording anyway.
Yeah.
I don't know what did Biggie say about the FBI.
I can't remember. I'm dead. But
you know, that shit.
I heard that they got the tapes of Martin Luther King and orgies and recordings and things of such nature.
Hey, I know Martin Luther King had a bunch of sex. He got extra kids.
Okay, but here's the
ain't thing. That verified information?
Hold on.
Or am I just spitting?
You know what's called verified. Hold on. Here's the thing. If that part is true about Martin Luther King and the origin and all that, and it's just a whoremonger.
Yeah.
Well, when he did the famous I Have a Dream speech, I also heard that Bill Cosby bought the microphone set that he did the speech on. So can you imagine if them two niggas got together and was hitting bitches all
not
weekend?
If, Ife. What the fuck you talking about, if? What they was doing every weekend? Come on.
Next thing. Oh, so I'm watching this Nollywood movie, right? It's called White Hunters. Yeah, bitch, I don't want no trouble.
White Hunters.
I had heard, you know, I heard a lot of things. I heard shit on the radio. I heard shit on the bus. I heard shit at the doctor's office. So I'm just saying I had heard, you know.
You know, what I've heard so far in these Nollywood movies is a lot of racist stuff.
What's the race to the finish line?
Well, I don't know. And now you got me watching this White Hunters, and they just think anybody other than is white. So,
but if you was to say
that's
that,
all, that's a Trumpian mind frame.
As soon as you was to say that face to face to somebody, they would probably tell you how that is not reflective of the entire blase, blase, blase. That's a small. Same thing that people tell you when they see black people playing pimps and prostitutes and drug addicts. Yeah, you know, like that is not mean at the whole. So.
Well, aren't the majority of black folks pimps and prostitutes and drug addicts? Black folks, Mexicans? I mean, because we're the majority here anyway. There's more of us than them. If you want to get down to that us them mind frame, I don't like to present that, but you come on. You see it.
You see, I went quiet, right?
Yeah.
I can't put words to that. You remember when, and Lord knows this was before the Republic knew the kind of atrocities, you know, you can make up pronunciation when you know the correct pronunciation.
Yeah.
When Bill Cosby was saying whatever he was saying about black parents and you know, black kids and why we was all messed up, this, that, and the third. And this is before we knew about this. When I say we, I'm talking about the general public, about the allegations, you know, that turned out to be being convicted and all of that. He was America's dad, and he was still chastised before people knew of his real sins.
Man, hold on.
For chastising, he was chastising for chastising black America for not cutting them slack, for not. Well, what the fuck is the white folks' term for it? Grading on the curve.
That and what you said, that's the thing, the white folks. Bill Cosby was getting so much pussy, doing so much drugs.
It wasn't fun.
That
no
he
more.
That he thought he was a white man. He forgot he was black.
I don't believe that. I just thought it ain't
man,
fun.
Man, he
no
putting
more
out all that stuff like white folks. I mean, I don't know many black folks that live like that. And even the ones that do, they act like they separate themselves from normal black folks.
I believe that Bill Cosby was feeling oppressed in his own kind of never man enough to admit it way, to where he had to balance it out by drugging slash raping bitches, which is not the urge of a sexual need, but the urge of somebody trying to be powerful and prove that they smarter than you.
I apologize for the venom I inserted.
No,
but I come from, because I was also bullied by rich black folks who thought they was better than us because we
were
broke.
Let me ask you this. Have you ever raped anybody?
Nah, hell no.
Okay. Well, I would think that, you know, it would be hard for you to understand why.
Ife, you know, did I ever tell you I was molested?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm talking about there's different positions and all manner of crime and bullshit that happens to us. But if you've never been a rapist, then I'm pretty sure it would be hard for you to understand even if you could list all the possible reasons why a person would rape. Notice I said person, not male. Why a person would rape. But it would be hard for you to understand if you're a person with self-esteem. Yeah. It would be hard for you to understand why somebody would do that.
Well,
but you would know the reasoning. So in a sense, you do understand. But I understand. You wouldn't be able to understand how low a person would allow their self-esteem to sink to that. And their mind would be the answer to balancing the lack of self-esteem.
I understand where you're coming from because that idea was presented to me through Thich Nhat Hanh. I don't know if you know what I'm talking about.
Who?
Thich Nhat Hanh. He's a Buddhist monk. I think he was in prison, like over in Tibet or something, for a while. I don't know. You can search him up. Everything. Dark Web. I recommend you get your Tor browser, Dark Web, and then you go ahead and search him up on that.
I'm
you know what I'm
saying? Britannica type shit.
Well, you can get a Britannica on Dark Web.
No, if it ain't paper, it ain't right.
I like that idea as well. The Codex.
I don't understand how
we've disappeared from the Codex. We've disappeared from the Codex.
I'm gonna put it like this, and I can say this shit because it's gonna be out there, and eventually people need to know it. But I don't really just want to like make an announcement on stage. But
go ahead and say it then. You don't want no. You don't want no technology.
Do not enjoy.
Burn it off.
Performances done by iPhone.
Oh yeah, holding that shit up and reading it.
I'm gonna leave it at that.
That's disgusting, right?
I'm gonna leave it at that.
Hey, I agree.
It is all I can do to handle somebody coming on stage with their journal. However, I can stomach it.
You can stomach it. I can't even stomach that.
I'm a G.
All right. Get somebody in. You right.
Comes on stage.
Oh, see, that's your spy trigger right there, then.
No.
That's your spy trigger there.
Okay, this is where the A&R artist, whatever, in me comes out. How fucking dare you?
How dare you? The audacity. This motherfucker put balls the size of Hulk on him because that shit was gangster. That's gangster to do. But if you kill it, though. Say they kill it.
You can't.
With the iPhone, I can never. They can never kill it with me. Unless they drop the iPhone.
You cannot.
Early on.
Here again. I develop my craft on the basis of listening to live performances on albums.
Yeah.
And those people, no matter what happened, had to push forward and make it work. And not only did they not really make it work, because not make it work means something went wrong. It means that when you are an artist, can't shit go wrong on stage.
Okay.
And therefore, if your ass is sitting up there with that eagle eye type thing, you don't have the fortitude.
Okay, this is what I'm gonna do, Ife. I'm gonna write a poem
to
about an iPhone
on stage,
and I'm just gonna act like I'm holding one. I'm not gonna have an iPhone. It's gonna be about how I wish I had an iPhone in my poem, because I don't even have an iPhone, and I don't really care to have one. So it's just, I'm just gonna be jugging at it.
When I say iPhone, I mean anything, the iPod,
any smartphone,
Android, anything.
Any device.
That was not written, anything that is not manuscript.
And then you shouldn't even come up there with that.
No, I can stomach that. Maybe you're nervous. Maybe you're new to it. Maybe you're building up to the real deal.
Okay. I see what you're saying. But I totally agree with the phone. I don't like that at all. I don't like that at all. Think about making it darker.
You're hijacking attention.
Oh, you hijacking attention?
I don't appreciate you using a captive audience.
To just drive the shit.
I've never appreciated somebody as a child.
You're supposed to be burying your soul up there.
As a child, I suffered.
And that's the hard part about
horrific abuse. because of that. And I detest someone taking advantage of a captive audience.
You told me you've been a dominatrix since you was 13?
That shit only happened behind my mother's husband introducing that to me at around the age of somewhere between 6 and 10. Because the bullshit started at 6.
The bullshit started at 6?
The bullshit, I'm talking about where there's no going back. Well, we're going to clearly say, but it's levels.
Yeah, it's levels.
From grooming to your abuser's tastes changing.
Yeah.
To your rebellion, making your abuser step their game up. All this type of
Some
shit.
Some people just give in.
Oh, no. That was, no. I went harder than Denzel did in Glory. That motherfucker tried to break me. I wasn't going.
Right on.
So
you know what? If you would tell this to some people, they would try to like one up you with their pain stories. You know what I'm saying?
I don't tell this to anybody behind people doing shit that I'm not gonna say just behind it. Because at some point where, you know, you're working through shit and you're trying to, like, because obviously you didn't have a safe and truthful place to be, you know what I'm saying, and what was so-called supposed to be a family. So then you come to the point to where you realize, oh, motherfuckers off the street don't care either.
Yeah.
So then you come to find out, oh, but there is a group that'll listen just long enough to tell you, oh, well, that ain't shit. This is what happened to me.
Yeah.
You know. And they, like, you know, might as well wear a banner and shit that say, you know, what you say, pain trumpers. Like, they always, you know what I'm saying, anytime somebody got pain, you know what I'm saying, they got the big joker.
Yeah.
That's why I don't play games.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? When I say games, I ain't talking about the games. People talking about playing with other people and all that. That's a given. I'm talking about Monopoly, cards, fucking just games.
Mm. I like the combination we came up with early when we was just sitting here talking. I said that some people be too obsessed with God and they lose sight of, like, the population, the people, the world. And then you said that some people become...
I don't believe you can be
too obsessed with worldly things.
I said no. I said some people can be obsessed with being so heavenly great they're no earthly good.
Ah. Yes. But there's a balance that has to be had.
And the balance is that your relationship with God is between you and God. It's between you and your family.
Yeah.
It's not between you and your neighbors in the sense of discussing. Well, anytime you discuss with somebody what you believe, you become vulnerable to attack. Because that's what they'll use in a sense of some voodoo, superstition, religious, mumbo, cult. They'll stand to come at you and attack you.
Yeah.
I'm of the belief a coward dies a thousand deaths, you know, a soldier dies once. Now, I'm not saying that I'm a soldier, but...
You're a spy.
That's cute. I'm just trying to give people analogies. They always say that black people don't tell African Americans, whatever, I don't know, niggas, don't test well. Standardized testing is biased, blah, 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 blah. Because what it boils down to is black people's analogies outside of the hood. So I always hate the movies that be like, couldn't get it. But you always have somebody come in and be like, well, is, you know what I'm saying, Ray Ray had 10 bags of that shit and he told you to hold 2 of them. And then he came back and gave you 2 more. How many were, you know, rape? No, fuck all that shit. You know what I'm saying? You trying to say that he can't borrow rocket ships or tomatoes?
Yeah.
And I get that. If you're not reading those words, if you're not having those images and sounds, you know, bombarded with as much as you are having, you know, nigga death kill, shaky pussy type shit. Like, you know, I get it. This goes back to the Bill Cosby shit. He called niggas on that.
That hypnotized him.
That's on you, that you're so superficial that, you know what I'm saying, You think it ain't sexy to be a twerking neurosurgeon that keep that shit to herself, except for who the fuck she in the game with?
Neurosurgeons twerking neurosurgeons.
I ain't talking about these bitches just doing fucking twerking while they at surgery getting caught on the internet.
I'm a doctor. I'm performing surgery on this motherfucker. Oh, twerking by his lung. Oh, make him come. Did you see that video?
No, I didn't. But I know that's a bitch that wasn't popular in high school.
Oh, shit.
Because there is no way that you would do the amount of work that it takes, the amount of debt that it takes to get into that field to turn around. And there's always, you know, drugs and dares, you know, these bullshit. Yeah. But there's only somebody with a self-esteem issue would do that. Only somebody who wasn't a woman but was just an adult female would do that. Because that's how you maintain what you got going. That shows that, you know, you ain't about shit. Because even if you felt like you was that good to where you could twerk in heels with a bustier in surgery, bitch, everybody don't need to know that. That need to be between you
and God. And you know what? And you said that earlier. Like, what's between you and God is at your home.
Exactly.
And you know what? What makes it hard? Those in-home haters.
Oh, God. You want me to faint right about now. Is it time for the shit to be over with?
You say they always listening. You know that. They always listening. It ain't never over. They always watching us.
I'm dead.
That's why we got to do this old bootleg-ass podcast.
I'm dead.
Because they always fucking watching us.
In-home haters are people that are related to you.
Mm.
These are people that you have been conditioned to call family because of blood relation.
But they don't even like you. They be getting mad. I don't know. They had their own opinions of you. Let's say that. Don't like has such strong implications. Oh, man. It's so wrong.
So I was watching this video where this monkey was trying to fuck this sheep. And I was like, what kind of people do it take to do some shit like that? And there was another video where, I swear to God, this raccoon was filling the shit up out of this cat. You know what the fuck I just did? Like, what I'm saying is that this is what I think, if anything, religious texts are for. Not to be taken literal, but to induce discussion. So, to the betterment of your community, whatever your community is. Because shit spills outward, and that's all I got to say about that.
I did want to tell you how I deal with my in-home haters.
How you deal with your what?
My in-home haters.
Because
I have a bunch of them, too.
I don't know if you should tell me, because when you tell me, somebody might be listening.
They and always then, listening, ain't
they?
That's the whole point.
Somebody might do what you say you do, and the shit might not go well. And they be like,
we're doing this podcast.
Because see, here's the thing about in-home haters. What you're really saying is these humans are the only creatures that will eat with their enemies. Think about that. If you have in-home haters, that means you are sleeping with the enemy.
I understand. But look, let me tell you. Like you said, it's between us and God, and they're always listening, right?
No.
So we have to be able to...
They're listening to you right now.
Exactly. We have to be able to know we cool with the consequences of whatever we're saying.
I ain't French. Why he over there talking about we? He mean he. His English not so good right now.
Well, you know, we can always put them lawyers in their life if they come at us.
No. See, you go with the lawyer. I'm going to go with God.
Man, entertainers through time out of mind have always said, get you a rich white guy, a Jew on the paperwork. That's racist as fuck, I know. What I'm saying is, what all they really meant was, get that law understood.
Yeah, I don't believe it. I think they actually meant, get that Jew nigga on your team.
I think you need to get that law.
Why?
I encourage in the house that they should study law, study history.
I don't know. I bet you they probably got the Rosetta Stone in their motherfucking back pocket. And they all about the Latin and Greek translation.
Oh, that'd be loud as shit.
And that's probably why they make the best lawyers, because they didn't believe Jesus came the first time. Excuse me. Probably won't recognize the motherfucker coming the second, third, 3,000 times. They done been here, she done been here. I don't know. Jesus could come back as a grasshopper. Whatever. All I'm saying is,
grasshopper, you are not
if
racist.
If you want somebody to fucking dunk on that ass, pick a black person. If you want somebody to put them letters on that ass, you go with a Jew. Now,
all you gotta do is put in the work.
Are there exceptions to the rule? Always speak of it. There are always exceptions to the rule. That's how you get the story of Samson. Not Sam, okay, I'm fucking about Brooklyn. But David and Goliath.
David and Goliath,
because
yeah.
That's an exception to the rule, because the average little nigga gonna get his ass mollywhopped on that shit. Boop,
damn.
And his boy is gonna take off fucking running.
You know, the story of David and Goliath has always seemed wrong to me. It seemed to take out the team aspect of it, because it take a lot for one little nigga to whoop a big ass nigga like that.
No. I think it's totally plausible. I mean, like, more than plausible.
Oh, but in the day and age of the pistol, though, everybody can take out anybody. Go pluck, bam! That's why I keep Trump with me, though. Well, you know,
that's about underestimating your enemy. That's not even the life.
You know, we are talking about underestimating our enemies, tactics, and we sit here always talking about what we gonna do. What the fuck make us any different than anybody else? What qualifies us to even be sitting here talking about this shit?
I thought you were talking about somebody else. I am.
So I am.
That is a complete sentence. It has a noun and a predicate.
Yeah.
Anything past that,
you don't even have to go past that. That's like these motherfuckers doing all that talking and the fighting, that plea bargaining.
What's plea bargaining? Is that when you bump chest and shit, talking about push me?
Oh, no. As soon as the nigga touch me, it's on. It's over with. Ain't no more talking after that. But that plea bargaining, when they get loud, talking about what they gonna do, it's really, they making a lot of noise so somebody can come help them.
Okay, I'm a little bit older than you. We call that selling wolf tickets.
That wolf tickets. I remember wolf tickets. I apologize for my prison jargon slang.
No.
But you're right. I remember the wolf tickets.
That's the thing about language. It covers many things. So no, I'm not. I'm just saying it's how you reach different parts of society. No, I'm just saying where I'm from.
Man, there was a song. I can't remember. I don't know if E-40 did it or something. There was a wolf ticket song, I remember.
Oh, I don't know that.
Man, I wish I could remember. Shit. Man, since I'm forgetting, man, I think we finna just slide on out this motherfucker, shit.
Yeah. I'm finna,
do what? Get lit?
No, I'm finna, turn them burgers off.
Shit. Time to fucking eat then.